This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, Mr. Veg, here we are in a church house in the second day of the Uyghur tribunal. So how it is going so far?
Well, it's gone very well. We've seen about 15, 16 witnesses, some fact witnesses and some expert witnesses. All the technology has worked, which is amazing.
Yeah.
We've had witnesses from Turkey and interpreters from the US and witnesses from the US. So far, so good.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What is the outcome? What do you try to achieve of the tribunal?
Well, we're simply seeking the truth based on evidence and on evidence alone. So once we've received all the evidence, considered all the facts, we'll make a determination in fact and then in law. And then it'll be for others to use that for whatever purposes they feel fit. And that may include governments, it may include corporations, it may include institutions, including academic, art, and it also may include private individuals.
Yeah, so the outcome is just to prepare a report for whoever wants to use it, whether
Correct.
Politicians, whether academics, whether...
Whoever. It will require, depending on the judgment, and we have no idea what the judgment is going to look like at the moment, it may require all those people to consider how they interact with the People's Republic of China.
Okay. To be honest with you, I didn't see much media. Is this intended? You did not want media to cover the tribunal.
Oh no, we've had a lot of media. Did you look upstairs?
Yeah.
No, we've had a lot of media coverage.
Yeah. I don't know whether, for example, Al Jazeera or international.
Yes, there was media. A piece from Al Jazeera today.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Okay.
So we've had.
I was worried that it was not fully covered by the international media.
We've had a lot of, you may have seen
excellent.
ITV coverage 2 days ago, BBC, and so on.
Okay, there is another question. I know that it might be a critical question, but
sure.
We need to be, you know, some people say that why now the Uyghurs situation is a matter of concern for Western countries, for America, for the UK, but they have been suffering for ages. So is there any political reason behind it, behind the timing for this?
No. So we are completely non-political. We have no interest in what politicians or anybody else does or doesn't do. The timing for us was simply because we were invited by the World Uyghur Congress to form this tribunal. Last year, and that's what we've done.
So they invited you
yes.
to do that.
And it would not be appropriate for us to have started this without an invitation from the Uyghur people.
Okay, so far, I think we have completed 2 days. So far, how do you see things going? Do you see that there was like what we call genocide against the Uyghurs there, or it is too early to...
I couldn't possibly comment on that right now. And anyway, we don't know yet. We have to see all the evidence, and then we will consider the facts, and then we will consider the law, and then that will be the appropriate moment to disclose whatever it is, whatever.
Do you have someone from or represent the Chinese government?
We've invited the PRC on 4 occasions so far to come and give evidence. So far, they have declined, but we will continue.
So they
to,
declined.
Yes. Well, no, they have not declined, they just haven't responded. So we have no idea. But we will continue to invite them, and if they wish to come and give evidence, that will be very, very important to the tribunals.
Yeah, because if we want to talk, I'm trained as a judge and I do judging, so you need to listen to both sides, because someone might criticize you, because so far the evidence that we have heard is just one-sided. So they might say, well, where is the other side?
Yes, and we'll consider all evidence that comes our way, and including from the People's Republic of China.
Okay, I think. Any other question? I think
no,
that is very clear.
I was going to ask,
yeah. Thank you
the
very
Chinese
much.
Authorities indicated that they're somehow displeased or speaking out against this, or is it a complete kind of blanket?
Well, as you know, they've sanctioned Sir Geoffrey and the Uyghur Tribunal. We, of course, make no judgment about that. It makes no difference to the way we conduct this tribunal, or indeed on the outcome.
Will there be any recommendation to the British government after this, after the report from your side?
No. We will make no recommendations. That would be an overreach. So we will purely provide a judgment based on fact, evidence, and law.
Okay.
We are not advocates.
Yes.
We are absolutely not advocates, nor are we activists. We are just an independent body providing, as far as an impartial determination.
Okay, I think that's clear. Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and we hope all the best.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much.
Good job. I think it's been a long day for you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.